Well, I say we're glad to be back in the house of the Lord this evening. We're going to read some out of the book of St. John, I believe it is, the 5th chapter. You're going to read with us tonight. Fifth chapter, book of St. John. Like I say, we're glad to be here. Appreciate all y'all that's able to come, be in the service tonight. I don't know altogether what we might do, but this is what we're going to read, and we just trust the Lord. Yeah, for the message, I was thinking as Bruce was talking about them that he is satisfied, prayed for him. I believe the scripture teaches us to pray for one another. Not only that, it'll show you in the scriptures the times that I believe old Peter was in jail over there, and they was over gathered around praying for Peter and his situation. And I believe the Lord heard him, because it got Peter out of jail. brought him to the meeting. That's what it done. Most certainly did. Wonderful scripture. Good scripture. There's a lot in it. I don't know. I really don't altogether what we might do with it. I'm going to read the entire chapter, so you just bear with us. Start with the first verse. It says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and trouble the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. And he will shew him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? That's reading the entire chapter. The fifth chapter of the book of St. John. Wonderful, wonderful scripture. It most certainly is. We find in the beginning of this chapter, as I've already told you, I don't know altogether what we'll do, if we'll do anything as far as that goes, but we're going to give you a little bit. Got a starting place. I guess that's the best way to say it. Just got a starting place, and that's we'll leave it at that. If there's anything else comes, then we'll give you that. But the scripture says here, and we very familiar scripture, in the beginning when the people were around the pool there, and we know that the Lord had come by this man that had a infirmity, and he had had it for a long time, 38 years he had been in this condition, according to what the scripture says. And when Jesus passed by, he said that he had noticed that he had been in that case for a long time. And he said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the man answered him, and he said, "Well," said, I have no man that can get me in the water else while somebody else is coming. They get there first, in other words. And Jesus said unto him, "Rise and take up thy bed and walk." So he took up his bed and walked. And the very first thing that come out of the Jews, my friend, was it was the Sabbath day. It's the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And according to the law, it wouldn't. But this was a man that come by that fulfilled the law. He most certainly did. Now you bear with us for just a minute. I'll try to get down to where we're going to start here in just a minute. You know the scripture, as we read unto you. And there the man, the Bible said that they asked him, said, "Well, who told you?" And he had no means. He had nobody. Jesus didn't introduce himself, according to what it says here. Just come up and ask him, you know, would he be made whole? And how was it that he is still in that condition? And the scripture says that after a while, the Lord found him in the temple. And he come by and told him that he had been made whole. And he said, "Go and sin no more. Else a worse thing come upon thee." Then he went to the Jews, and I want you to get the setting for just a little bit. He went to the Jews and he told them, said, It's Jesus that told him to take up the bed and walk. And then they got with Jesus and they sought to kill him, or to slay him, or to do away with him. And then Jesus, therefore, told them that whatever the Father had told him to do, that's what he was going to do. He said, my Father worketh, and I work also. And then they really started trying to kill him because he had broken the Sabbath. He said, not only have they broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. So we have a situation here where Jesus had come on the scene and he had done a miracle in this man's life, and the Jews wanted to kill him, wanted to do away with him. Now Jesus begins to talk, and he talks to the Jews. Now I want you to listen for just a little bit about what he said to the Jews. Brethren, he didn't have no good thing to say to these men. He said, you verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. It says, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things himself, that he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. He said, greater works has that of the Son brought, that ye might marvel. Talking to the Jews now. He said that you might take notice, that you might marvel at what the Son is able to do. But he said the Son don't work without the Father. No, sir. He don't do it. He said, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. They didn't want to hear that. You know that? They didn't want to hear that. He said that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Then he begins to talk about what they've been listening to and that of which they need to hear. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Think about it. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Brethren, they didn't know the concept. Brethren, of what he is speaking about, but he said, if you'll believe on what you're hearing and believe in God, he said, you'll have everlasting life. Yes, sir. And will not come into condemnation. Brethren, but have life everlasting tonight. Think about it. We know, we realize this, that brethren, had the Son not come, we wouldn't have life. Bible said that he come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Yes, sir. Brethren, there's none other among men, brethren, whereby we must be saved except at the name of Jesus. What the Scripture teaches us. Brethren, there's some things these Jews were about to hear, my friend, that they to them, think about it, to them it was a new doctrine. Brethren, they had no concept, Crafton, of what it was to have life. No, sir. You think about it. They wasn't anything that they could muster up or that they could do under the law that would give them life. All they could find, my friend, was that of death had a cloud over them. It most certainly did. And the grave would hold them.
That's it. That is it, my friend. They could not see no farther than the grave. Brother, they had no way out of the grave. They could not. They didn't have the concept. They just didn't. I'll say it two or three times, I guess. But they could not understand nor comprehend, brethren, what it was to have everlasting life. The Bible says, my friend, remember the time that the Lord went down, Mary and Martha had sent for him because her brother was sick. And in the meanwhile, he died before Christ got there. And they buried him, did they not? Wound him up. Yes, sir. And I believe it was Martha talking to a friend, and she said, Master, we know that he'll raise in the resurrection. She said, we know. Brethren, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Did he not? They didn't have the concept that it took, brother, to understand eternal life. We ought to appreciate what we've got. We ought to appreciate the understanding, brethren, that we have, that we can have eternal life while living in this world, my friend. It does not end. You know that. They sang a song, I'll never die, I'll just be promoted. Somebody sings that song. Somebody wrote that song. Brethren, somebody, thank God, got a hold of life. Brethren, and note that death couldn't touch them. Did he not? Think about it. Bible says, my friend, that when they went over to visit that of Lazarus, some of them spoke up and said, he stinketh by now. Huh? He stinketh by now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even his own disciples, my friend, is talking about on the way, he said, Lazarus sleepeth. Well, Lord, if he's asleep, he doeth good. He looked at him and he said, Lazarus is dead. Dead. Yes, sir. Brethren, they know they buried him 4 days ago. He's no way he could get out of that grave. Yes, sir. You know, when the Lord spoke Lazarus' name, my friend, the grave clothes couldn't hold him. Huh? Had him wound up. He is still bound up. Yes, sir. He walked out of that grave. Yes, sir. I don't believe he crawled. You? I believe he walked out of that grave. Come out of there. And the Lord told him when he come out, he said, loose him and let him go. Thank God he's alive. He ain't dead. You know what a lot of folks need in this world? They need life. Yes, sir. They need life. I'll tell you, they think they're living. And the truth of it is, most of them, my friend, are living till it comes church time. Then they get about dead. You know that? Then they die. Yes, sir. The truth of it is they ain't living. They ain't living. I'm going to say it just like this scripture said it tonight. My friend, he said, you don't know the Father. He said, you don't know him. Had you known him, brother, you'd do my sayings tonight. Is that not what he said? You'd believe me. If you'd have believed him, you'd believe me. He said, you don't believe him. He said, you do none of his sayings. He said, judgment had been given unto the Son. Is that what he said? Judgment. He hath, but hath committed, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Unto the Son. Brethren, they was a work that Jesus had to do while he was here. And that's what he come to do. Brethren, did he not come to give life? Why did he talk to the Jews like he did? They didn't believe him. They wouldn't have him. He said, if you just believe on him that has sent me, he said, you'll have everlasting life. Which they really did not conceive or perceive. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming. Now, brethren, there's a lot of folks still looking for this. But I'm just going to tell you, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Glory to God! He wasn't talking about them in the grave, my friend. Not at that point. He said, the dead shall hear and live. He had plenty of dead around, didn't he? Yes, he did. You hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Shall live. Can I ask you a question? The night or day that you got saved, whenever it was, brethren, didn't you hear? Huh? Weren't you dead in your trespasses and sins? Yes, sir. And there wasn't one thing that you could do, brother, to get you out of that state. It took believing in him. Yes, sir. It took believing in him. He says, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. The Father had life in himself. He said, he's also given it unto the Son to have life in himself. That ain't all. He said, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Very few times was he ever called the Son of Man. But he says, because he is the Son of Man. Said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Now he put it out just a little bit further, didn't he? He said, all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. All of them, thank God, that was in the grave wasn't going to go home with him. Do you know that? Not all. Not all. There's... He said, the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Can I ask you a question? My friend, has the crowd changed that he started talking to? He's still talking to the Jew. He's still talking to them. He's still trying to get them to see that life comes through the Son. And they cannot receive it any other way. He said, not only Not only do the dead hear my voice, he said, but them that are in the grave going to hear. Yes, sir. And he said, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Listen. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Brethren, he said, they'll come out, them that hear my voice. Brethren, for all was going to hear his voice. Yes, sir. He said, I cannot by my own self do nothing as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. He said, I don't bear witness of myself. He said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. He said, I don't bear witness of myself. That's what he said. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Now they held John pretty high. He comes on down to John. They held John pretty high. They did. They might not have liked some of his preachings and some of the ways he was doing, but brethren, they held him because his words were with authority. He said, you sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. He said, you sent for John. He said, and he bore witness of the truth. He said, but I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. For a season, my friend, you was willing, my friend, to let John carry on, in other words. But it's just for a season. He said, but I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Now listen. And the Father himself which has sent me hath borne witness of me. You have neither, listen, heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, ye believe not. He said, you haven't believed the Father, and you haven't believed whom the Father has sent. He said, you've not seen his shape and you've not heard his voice. Think about it. They didn't like this message. And he told them, he said, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. And he said, and these are they which testify of me. Which testify of me. People really believe the word, my friend. They'll believe the word. If they really believe the word, they'll know. They'll show it. He said, search them. Search the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. He said, they testify of me. He said, you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you. He said, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Is there any similarity? Is there any similarity to how the Jews were doing that of the Lord? Is there any similarity to how things are going on today? Think about it. A lot of folks has nothing to do with the Lord. They say they're a Christian. They have nothing to do with the Lord. Don't add up, does it? According to what the Scripture says here, that Christ said unto the Jews, he said, you ain't seen him. You ain't seen his shape. You ain't heard his voice. You've done nothing that he's sent. You wouldn't believe him. You wouldn't believe him that sent. He says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name. He didn't say sent from God or this or that, but if it comes in his own name, you know, I find it pretty interesting, my friend, that people get upset today about a lot of things that are said by other people. That are said. Now, I don't know. I'm not. I don't know all. I don't claim to know all. But I do know one. Don't you know one? I do know one. That's greater than all. I might not have it all figured out, folks, but the truth of it is, I do know the one that knows. And he does know. Yes, he does. Now, I said that. There's folks today, my friend, that'll just about believe anything that's said. You can hear just about anything. You can follow just about anything. Now, Christ didn't have too many followers. When you really think about it, he didn't have too many. At times they'd follow him. At times they'd listen to him. But once he fed them a time or two, then they got to where they just come for the fishes and the loaves. And that's what he told them. They just come for the fish. But the truth of it is, they didn't follow him too far. Did they? They didn't follow him too far. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not to honor that cometh from God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. He says, there is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. Even Moses, in whom ye trust. He's pretty straight with that of the Jew, is he not? Telling them, brethren, exactly where they're standing in their belief. In their belief. Had they believed in him, they'd have had eternal life. That's what he said. If you'll believe. He said, I'm not, the Father's not going to accuse you. He said, I will not accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. He wrote of me, Moses. He said, but if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? That's all I got tonight. That's all I can give you. This is some wonderful scripture. There's a lot in it. And it shouldn't, but it sort of amazes me that people are in the same shape as these Jews were that were standing before the Lord.